This is Colourful.
She is the oldest living relative of the world's very first black professional footballer. His name is Arthur Wharton. We'll hear all about him in just a moment or two. But let's welcome Sheila Leeson. She's on the line. Sheila, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now let's get one thing clear first of all. You're described in various bits of literature as his oldest living relative. So are you his granddaughter, great-granddaughter, is that right?
Yes, from research that I've done, it would appear that I am his granddaughter.
Right. Yes. Now, this is a fascinating story because, of course, various documentaries have been done on him and then the first black outfield player, Walter Tull. But can you tell us how you first encountered Arthur and his legacy, because a lot of people will be fascinated by this.
Yes. After my mother died, I found a box of photographs that we'd never seen during our lifetime. And I found this picture of this man with the 3A's Championship Cup, and he'd won that cup by running 100 yards in 10 seconds.
That's right, the 3A's being the Amateur Athletics Association.
That's right, yes. And my son-in-law, he took the picture and he went and looked at the local papers and he found out that this man was called Arthur Wharton. Mm-hmm. And he'd been married to my great aunt, my grandmother's sister. But on research that I've done since, looking in archives and census, I now believe that he was my grandfather.
Wow.
And when did it strike you, I mean, the importance, the significance of this? Because, of course, those who've done research, I mean, know that he's the world's very first black professional footballer.
That's right, yes.
And the FA are now behind the building of a statue in his adopted hometown of Darlington. You're in Rotherham right now.
Yes.
I mean, and this has become quite a big thing. But at what point did you realise, wow, this is something really significant, this man who's come from Ghana?
Well, yes. After my, my son-in-law had found out about this, there was a letter in my local newspaper from Phil Vasili, who was writing a book about Arthur and his exploits. Mm-hmm. And I answered the letter. He wanted to know if anyone knew of him. So I answered the letter, and then from there, Football Unites Racism Divides in Sheffield took it up, and it's just snowballed.
It certainly has. I'm just looking at some of Arthur's history. I mean, born in what was then the Gold Coast, and now, of course, Ghana, playing tonight significantly, in 1865, travelled to England in 1882 to train as a missionary, and then after settling in Darlington, he abandoned those studies, as many of us have done, in favour of a career in sport, and then played in goal for Preston North End a year before that. Amazing season of 1888 to 1889, and it's absolutely fantastic from a sporting point of view. But what about from a cultural point of view? Because I've seen pictures of you. You're how can I put it? A mature English lady, if I can put it that way.
You're
79 years old. That's right. And to look at you, one wouldn't think that there is a fairly recent Ghanaian or West African ancestor.
Well, there is a picture of my mother when she was young with my two older brothers. And that picture and Arthur's picture, they are very, very similar.
Right.
They have the same shaped nose and cheekbones. And that also convinced me that that she was his daughter.
So is it sort of your opinion that your mum knew this but kept it a secret?
She did know this, and she would never, ever speak about him. We've asked, what about our grandfather? What was he like? But she never spoke about it at all.
What was that due to? Was that embarrassment because he was an African? Shame?
I don't think so. I think her mother had been banished from the family and sent to Morecambe to live away from the family in Rotherham, And my mother stood by her mother, obviously.
Yes.
But everybody else sort of shunned her.
And this would have been because, of course, she would have been having an affair with her sister.
Well, that's
man.
What I presumed, yes.
Yeah, wow.
Mm. Yes.
And I mean, when you realise, you know, having gone through the archives and gone through the personal photographs and whatever, that you were directly related to this African man, I mean, did that come as a real shock, or were you kind of like, oh my word, this is amazing, but I'm delighted, because there are an awful lot of people who live in this country and who appear white or who are white, and who would have no clue that just two generations before, that there's a black person in their family who they're directly related to.
Well, it didn't surprise me, especially when I'd looked at the photograph of my mother and I'd looked at the photograph of Arthur. And I'm not prejudiced in any way whatsoever.
No, no, no.
And it just, I was just amazed that he'd been such a wonderful sportsman. He'd achieved so much. In fact, I was quite proud.
Yes.
I'm sure you are. It's a brilliant story, fantastic story. And of course, Ghana, as Bonsu mentioned, significantly are playing England tonight.
Yeah.
I'm wondering who you're going to be supporting.
I'm going to be supporting Ghana.
Oh, I love you, Sheila. Fantastic. And the thing is, you say, you know, you're 79. What's it like campaigning at this age and finding all the energy and the drive to you know, to try and realise a vision? Because that's what you're doing, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I've always been very active, and I still am. And I've got a very strong faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just who I am. I've got an excellent family myself who are very supportive, and they encourage me to get up and go, sort of thing.
Well, it's tremendous, Sheila. I'm just looking at Arthur's final years. I mean, he passed away in 1930, originally buried in an unmarked grave, but of course the site is now recognised.
Yes.
What more do you want to achieve in his memory then, in Arthur's memory?
I think Arthur achieved things for himself. I don't think there's... I just want him to be recognised, you know, to be fully recognised by everyone. Mm. And he made his own achievements. And I think he was an excellent man.
Okay. Sheila Leeson, thank you very much indeed for joining us this evening. And hopefully we'll see you on the pitch tonight. It'll be great to see you, okay?
Thank you.
Wonderful. That's Sheila Leeson, the granddaughter of Arthur Wharton, the world's first black professional footballer.
This is Colourful.